Black Tide, written by Peter Temple and read by Marco Chiappi. McCoy's front door crashed open, bucket of light thrown over me, roaring chainsaw noise. McCoy in the doorway, plastic face shield pushed back on the huge head, chainsaw in his right hand, running, roaring chainsaw, blade pointed at the ground. The gunman raised his pistol instinctively, fired at McCoy without aiming. A chunk of wood came away from the doorpost, centimetres from McCoy's head. Bellow of McCoy's outrage, all in one fluid movement. He brought his left arm over, picked up the roaring chainsaw in both hands, weightless, raised it to head height, threw the running chainsaw, threw it like a dart, threw it at the man who had fired at him. Across the space, the heavy cutting machine, carbide steel cutting teeth on a chain, flying across the space. Into the man's face, the man falling back, going back with the running chainsaw, the scream, one terrible, piercing, blood-red expulsion of sound. The vehicle shot forward, tyres howling, swung into Carrigan's Lane, went over the curb, right front fender, hit the brick wall. Back came round, grinding along the wall, fountain of red and white sparks. Down the lane, engine screaming in first gear. Alive. In the rain, in the gutter, next to a rubbish skip, alive.